Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things that I love come to an end.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues band, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Cliff Inico is our guest. Cliff's a longtime Brain Trust member, more than 6 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, especially in the area of eBay, like the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer book. That's just one of his several books on eBay. Cliff is talking, is joining us now. He's an attorney, by the way, but we love him anyway. And he's here to talk to us about an experience he had with a bunch of young entrepreneurs. And now, Cliff, where you were just telling us about that in the previous segment, now we're going to get to the advice that you have for these young people. What would you tell budding young entrepreneurs out there?
Right. And the first piece of advice I would give him is pick a business where people will give you money and they're not afraid of liability. You know, as I said, leaf raking, picking apples, climbing up trees. You know, 50 years ago I would have done that, but not today. Not with today's liability laws and stuff like that. Not unless I know that Darla's got liability coverage. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't the world a little worse off because of that, Cliff?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
Jim,
think about the fun things, the jobs that you and I did when we were kids. I mean, why aren't we just too coddled as society nowadays?
You know, it's true, and that is the problem with young people today. You know, I actually wrote a column about this about a while ago, about the problem with young people today is that they've had too much done for them. You know, when we were kids, our parents threw us out. They didn't want us around. You know, get out of here, don't show up till dinner time, you know?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Nowadays, if they ever did that, I mean, Homeland Security would depend on the neighborhood.
Exactly. You'd be taken away from your parents, wouldn't you?
that's right. It's the social services would get involved in that. Yeah. You are neglecting this child, you know?
Yeah, you made the child play in the yard
it gives them. And so that's why it kind of broke my heart, because my heart was with these kids. They took the initiative. They went ahead. They did this. They had the parents print out the business cards and all of this.
Yeah.
You know, and if it had been something else, you know, something else like, you know, we're raising money for something, or, you know, we're selling these. You told me a story about when you were a kid, how you raided your mom's
needle basket. Oh, don't tell that story. You can't
door
tell that
door.
Story.
You know, okay, but that's the thing. You know, we all did stuff like that.
Yeah,
if it was something like that, you know, we're selling stuff. That I would have done in a heartbeat, just because it was
that. And all that stuff,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here's some advice to these kids, all right? So the little rascals, okay? If you got any little rascals in your neighborhood, here's my advice. Stick to one thing. I mean, part of their problem was that their business plan was all over the place.
They had too many products, didn't they?
Right, and they didn't spell out their pricing, too. Pricing's very important,
right.
You know, especially for the apple picking. That's labor intensive.
Mm-hmm.
These
young guys have no concept of that, though.
Of money, that's exactly right. I mean, their attitude is whatever you want to pay us. That is a bad business model. That's the Facebook business model. You don't want that.
Exactly.
You don't want that. Okay, then, that's what I was going to make the joke before about Darla. These days, you know, the Darlas of this world are leaning in. You know, that's the thing. They are the CEOs. They are not the romantic interests anymore. Darla is leaning in. Okay, competition. Tons of law services, man. You cannot compete with the illegal immigrants, especially in the Northeast. You cannot do that, man. They can undercut you any day of the week. So bad choice of business model. Okay, management structure. Five people is highly unstable. With a five-member team, you know, committees are great, you know, in some respects, but in this kind of a business, it doesn't work out. You know, three people out of five, you know, if you've got two kids that want to go one way, two kids want to go another way, that fifth kid's going to get a lot of power. So my advice with them was that you take Darla, you make her president, you know, with responsibility for project management, organizational, full accountability. She doesn't work it, she gets canned, you know, same as anybody else. Preferably one of the girls, and I'm going to repeat this, who tend to have more advanced leadership skills. And by the way, it was true. The girls were telling the guys with the rakes what to do. I mean, it was so typical of the entrepreneurial world today that we're getting into.
Are you saying that the females are bossier than they used to be?
Well, let's put it this way. I think they're more empowered.
Yeah.
And I saw it in these kids. I mean, the girls were definitely running the show on this team. And there was no two ways about it. Of course, I'm delighted to see that, because I've always been a big fan of female empowerment. That has never been a big issue. I was raised by women.
Right.
So I got
that. You know, that explains a lot, Cliff.
Now that you've revealed that
explains a lot. Go ahead.
When I was a kid. Yeah, the dad was working three jobs. I didn't know who he was till high school.
Right.
Anyway, but that's a story for another day. Undercapitalization, okay, you need more equipment. You know, I mean, you want to pick up apples that are falling on the ground, that's okay. But if you got to get up into the trees, I mean, look, the tallest of you is only like 2.5 feet tall. That's going to be an issue. So you need a ladder, and a ladder to pick the apples that haven't fallen. So you got to invest in some tools. If you're going to do the job, you got to do the job right. I'm not going to pay you to do the ones on the ground. I want you to get all those apples out of that tree. You know, and if you're going to do the job, do it right. And make sure you got liability, and then make sure you got liability coverage for something like that. You know, because I don't want to be liable if one of your kids falls and hurts himself. I want to get sued
by
your parents.
See, now you're completely, you just with that, the liability thing, you're completely destroyed the whole summer job thing.
Well, that's the reality. It's just it's the real world, Jim, that we live in.
And more's
the only
pity.
One who feels that way. Take that. But my point is, if you're a kid, you got to take that into account.
And more's the pity, Cliff.
What's that?
And more's the pity.
Sell needles door to door. Sell stuff door to door. Do stuff like that. That's a lot less risky. You know, nobody's worried about losing their house. You know, right. because they wanted to do something nice. What's the famous old saying, Jim? No good deed ever goes unpunished.
Right.
And these days we are.
So
very
what if a kid
to
wanted
that.
To come over and mow your yard?
I would want. Well, let's put it this way: it depends on who he is. If he's a high school kid and if he does a lot of houses in the neighborhood, I might take the chance because I figure he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
But
he could still be. But the liability is still the same.
It is, but you know, with that, what I would do is I would call his dad and I would say, "Would you be willing to sign?"
Would you do that?
I would do that. Yeah, I would absolutely
wow.
do that. You know, something happens, a kid cuts his foot off or something like that. I mean,
yeah.
geez, I don't want to be liable for that. And I would actually have the form already because I'm a lawyer. I already have these things.
Well, see, the thing is what the point that you're making though is not that there's any more likelihood the kid would cut his foot off, but there's more likelihood that some lawyer would try to make
right.
it all about your yard.
See, that's 50 years ago,
some
the kid
darn
dad would
lawyer
never sue.
Would make it all
Bingo.
About your yard.
50 years ago, that kid's dad would never have even thought
Cliff,
about suing a neighbor. Now,
succeeding in your business.
Yourbusiness.com, Jim.
Check it out. Quick break. More with our good buddy Cliff Inico after these messages. The Grinch Inico. That's what we got here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.